Hello, CCB. Let's start the November report. If you want to listen to the board meeting that we had Thursday evening, call 302-202-1115 and use ID code 10250587. We had an exciting convention program report from Jeff Tom. Our convention will look much as it has in the past, but there will be a number of new exciting things to offer, and we'll be continuing work on that committee on November 16th. We adopted an employment policy manual, and we are working on communications guidelines, and we also had a treasurer's report. Yes, we're still running a deficit, but no more than we have in the past several years, and we're working on putting infrastructure and systems in place to improve that situation. The board is meeting monthly for the foreseeable future so that we can keep tabs on the organizational situation for our members. And at the end of December, for the message you'll be listening to in January, I will be presenting much more information about our financial situation and where we are in the budgeting process. Speaking of systems, our Vistas are coming on board, and Vistas are all about systems and building systems. They will be working in the areas of employment, capacity building in terms of community outreach and increasing volunteers, and grants, and especially they'll be working on employment. You'll be hearing much more about our Vistas in the foreseeable future. The office move, we're actually either in it or just out of it, depending on when you're listening to this message. The move is happening the weekend of November 10th and 11th, and you can expect our phone systems to be down, especially that Friday and the following Monday. Our scholarship committee is hard at work. Christy Crespin, its chair, will be reporting on, I think it's the 6 scholarships we've awarded, in the Blind Californian and at our next board meeting. And the Constitution and Bylaws Committee continues its work. You should have a draft of that Constitution in early December, and we should be presenting the preamble so that you can read that even before that time. Website is coming live. Yes, I know we've been saying that for quite some time, but it really is going to happen, and it's certainly going to be, in addition to making things much easier for our members, it is our single most important fundraising tool. Now, there is one area where our organization is wealthy, and that's in terms of our volunteer hours. I can't stress this enough. We guesstimated those hours last year. We hope to have more accurate information this year, but when we go to funders and point to the vast number of hours our members put in terms of volunteer time, this is where we are indeed wealthy. So please, please don't give up. Continue to improve and clarify and get in those reports, and we will be working with you to make that process even better. Also, on Friday, the 3rd of November, you will have received, presidents, the fundraising forms that we need to fill out by the end of the year to let us know what kind of fundraising you've been doing under our 501c3 umbrella. Please, presidents, get those to your treasurers. Talk about community outreach. What a success our Canes Across California has been in that regard. And we also should be reporting by the end of the year what kind of financial returns we've had as well from those efforts. I will not be sending you a message in December, as many chapters don't meet in December, so let me take this opportunity to wish you and all of your members and families the happiest of holiday seasons from me and the board, and I look forward to speaking with you in my report at the end of December.